Sedgemoor FM. Somerset's hits.
This is your Saturday evening show on Sedgemoor FM. I'm Charlie. This is Jason.
Hello.
And that was also music from JP Cooper and The Darkness. Now, last week, Jason, we decided to jump on a bandwagon. I don't know if you even remember us doing that.
No, I can't say I do. I don't. I don't remember what I did yesterday, Charlie.
Last week, we decided to give something up for the last week of Lent.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
we did.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that explains how this next week's going to go. I chose chocolate. I completely forgot what you said you were going to give up for
Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Mm.
Did you do it?
No.
No. Well, the thing was, I completely forgot what you had done, and if this was like a proper radio show and I was an actual professional, I would have had a clip ready and been like, well, here's what you said last week.
Do you know what's really bad?
What?
I had a Red Bull the same day that we were going...
Well, do you know why I also don't have a clip ready?
Why?
Because I said I was going to go up chocolate, and when I was going to prepare it, I had a chocolate bar instead. So... There's a reason we didn't do Lent in the first place.
There you are, look.
There you go.
Terrible people.
I hope Lent's gone better for you. Leading us up to the news is Little Mix with Hair on Sedgemoor FM. Put it, drop it low and take it, girl, you want it. Playing Somerset hits. This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM. Made in Bridgewater. That's Joe Harmon and also Dire Straits on Sedgemoor FM. And this is Charlie with your Saturday evening show. Thank you for joining us today. Now, I love talking to people, which is exactly why Jason's here as well.
Hey.
Now, we love getting correspondence on this show.
We do.
And we've been inspired by sort of children's TV shows and The Broom Cupboard. Have we had any correspondence in the week?
No.
Well, technically... We've not to our email address, but I do have a piece of correspondence right here.
I've thought about this. Do we ever actually give the email address out?
Every week.
Do we?
Yeah. This week we've actually had some correspondence.
Have we?
I've got some correspondence here. Let's talk about it more in...
Postbag chat.
Hello, boys and girls. We've actually had a letter in this week. I'm very well connected in the showbiz world. We all are here because I had Father Christmas on with me on Christmas Eve.
Don't know if you remember.
And keeping in that spirit, I have a letter here from the actual Easter Bunny.
Wow.
I want to read it in his voice, though. I've not spoken to the Easter Bunny in more than a year. What's his voice? Like, if you're the Easter Bunny,
met the Easter Bunny.
Does he not have an accent or anything?
I'm going to say something completely inappropriate.
Hello, I'm the Easter Bunny. Anyway, that doesn't actually matter because this is his letter.
Oh, no.
Thanks for that, Easter Bunny. You too.
The facial expressions that Charlie was pulling as he was reading that email out.
I was speaking fluent rabbit, actually. Yeah. Well, it's nice for him to get in touch. If you would like to get in contact, we do read this out. So if you'd like to get in touch, whether you're a rabbit or a person, please email studio@sedgemoorfm.co.uk. That's studio@sedgemoorfm.co.uk.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
That's Lord with Green Light on Sedgemoor FM, and this is Charlie with your Saturday evening show. Jason is here as well.
Hi.
And now, on another station, they celebrate Saturday with a Spice Girl at the moment. For the past few weeks, we've been celebrating Spice with the Saturdays, eating Spice while the music of the Saturdays plays. How's that been going for you, Jason?
Oh, mate, it's been an experience.
Well, as it's Easter weekend, we're going to put an Easter twist on it.
Yeah?
Let's celebrate Easter with the Saturdays.
Makes no sense.
I love that we're on show 8, maybe, and this is the point where you go, oh, it makes no sense. Right. So what we're going to have is the game has an additional title this week of Egg in Your Face. And what we've got to do is talk about local events with cream eggs in our cheeks.
See, this is going to... I like cream eggs. However, I don't think I'm going to like...
Yeah, because you won't be able to eat it afterwards.
So many cream eggs, yeah.
Right, okay. Do not try this at home. I'd like to point out that we do have sort of buckets in front of us that we can, like, spit the eggs out into if it gets a bit too much. Have you got your event ready? Oh,
yes.
I'd like to point out that we've also pre-unwrapped them. I don't know if people are thinking, oh, man, they're... Right, okay, ready? 3, 2... Are we doing both? Okay, we're doing both.
Okay, at the same time.
I'm chipmunking it. They're both in my cheeks.
Okay, yeah, what's your head? Go.
Saturday Night Slam makes a return to Bridgewater Town Hall.
It's melting right now.
Oh, with the
Carry on.
Wait, there's loads of wrestlers at Town Hall. Just go and
tomorrow, there's Easter fun and games with free entry for the family. There's many activities to keep the children entertained. Is it doing it on your mouth? It feels like it's doing it on your
mouth. My teacher really hurt.
Entertaining our Easter egg hunt. There'll be lovely homemade cake, savoury tea, and coffee in our tea room. Come see the animals, and that's taking place at the National Animal Welfare Trust in Longport. TO10-9BE. I really want to eat this now. I've got dents in the car.
What? I don't know what you're saying.
I've never had dentures, but I have a feeling if you know you put that gel on your teeth, that's what this feels like right
so
now.
So ridiculous.
You know what? I'm just going to play a song.
On 104.2.
Playing Somerset's hits.
This is Sedgemoor FM.
That's Take That and the Cranberries on Sedgemoor FM. And this is Charlie with a sort of Easter special on your Saturday evening show. Jason is here as well.
Really pushing the Easter theme this week.
Well, this is the point where normally we would pretend to have a quiz and we'd give you the quiz answers. Yeah. And then after the news, we pretend we've done a quiz. This week, we're not doing that. Instead, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do after the news, Jason. We're going to do an actual quiz. You are going to be the only person taking part.
Oh, no.
I'm going to ask you Easter-themed questions.
This is going to go terribly wrong.
While you bounce up and down like an Easter bunny. Because it's called my hop quiz. like pop quiz. So that's going to happen up after the news. Before then, here's Frankie Goes to Hollywood on Sedgemoor FM.
104.2
Playing Somerset's hits.
This is Sedgemoor FM.
Good evening, this is Sedgemoor FM, and that is Calvin Harris with Slide on your Saturday evening show. I'm Charlie, and also joined by Jason.
Hello.
Jason is poised and ready.
I am.
Because what's going to happen is I'm going to ask you questions about Easter, and you're going to hop up and down like a bunny. Trying to get as many points as you can. You've got a minute to answer questions. Welcome to Charlie's Hop Quiz.
Rabbit. So if I got to do this on one leg.
Ready? Hop, go. Okay, so question one. Which came first? A, the chicken. B, the egg. C, none of the above.
None of the above. They're all dinosaurs.
Absolutely correct. History tells us that actual ducks and geese came first. Watch your laptop. Question two. The most expensive jeweled eggs in the world today were made by who?
Wait, what?
Most expensive jeweled eggs in the world today were made by who?
Is this not multiple choice?
Nope.
I don't have a clue.
It's Carl Fabergé. Hence the phrase sense, Fabergé yeah. eggs. Yeah, it does. What colour eggs doesn't Sam I Am like in Dr. Seuss?
Green.
Can you add on that?
Eggs and ham.
Absolutely right. To be fair, I just asked you what colour it was.
This is actually really hard to concentrate.
It is, that's why I made you do it. In the song Here Comes Peter Cottontail, he's got coloured eggs for who?
David.
He's got coloured eggs for Sue. You were close though, Sue and David. And that's the end of time.
Rabbit, bunny, jabber.
You got two.
Amazing.
Three. Out of five, I think.
I'll take that.
I'll just make you do it all again when we cover breakfast in the week. Here's Booty Love on Sedgemoor FM.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
This is Charlie with your Saturday evening show playing you Chainsmokers and Anastasia. Jason's here as well.
Hey.
And now it's a time that we can pause and reflect.
It's towards the end of the show now.
So here is Pause for Thought. If ghosts can walk through walls and glide downstairs, why don't they fall through the floor?
Wait.
What?
The other thing with ghosts.
Yeah.
How do their clothes come back? I can get the idea
because a ghost is scary enough without seeing them completely naked.
No, but yeah. But what's the deal with How does that work? So if people can die and raise from the dead in terms of ghosts and ghosting, you need a soul for that, right? How do the clothes come back?
Because, like I said, a ghost by itself is scary, but if you went, my God! Oh,
but ghost
Grandma
clothes.
Came back to me! That's why. He's dodgy on Sedgemoor FM.
Sedgemoor FM. Somerset's hits.